This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The path of Hurricane Isaac northward from the Gulf Coast is still uncertain, but Missouri officials are urging people to prepare for possibly heavy rain and power outages. The Missouri Public Service Commission regulates utilities, and it recommends that residents prepare emergency kits, including bottled water, flashlights, and batteries. The agency also cautions that people should assume any downed power lines are live and dangerous. Electric and natural gas provider Ameren Corporation said yesterday it's still monitoring the weather. The company has 2.4 million electric and 900,000 gas customers in Missouri and Illinois. The National Weather Service is predicting heavy rain as far north as Columbia for Friday night and Saturday. Supporters of Planned Parenthood have delivered petitions with 40,000 signatures to the office of Republican Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, expressing anger and outrage over comments he made about rape. About a dozen advocates and supporters of Planned Parenthood gathered at Akin's district congressional office in suburban St. Louis yesterday to deliver the petitions. Akin aide Steve Taylor collected them and invited five of the protesters in for a face-to-face meeting. Akin, the Republican nominee in the Senate race, has been at the center of criticism since an August 19th TV interview in which he said in cases of what he called legitimate rape, a woman's body is able to prevent pregnancy. He has since apologized many times for the word legitimate and said his facts about preventing conception were wrong. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has asked the state Supreme Court to reconsider setting an execution date for a white supremacist convicted of murder. Koster noted in a motion yesterday that Joseph Franklin killed a man in 1977 outside a suburban St. Louis synagogue because he believed Jews were, quote, the enemy of the white race. When Franklin confessed in 1994, he already was serving life sentences elsewhere for killing two black joggers in Salt Lake City and an interracial couple in Madison. He also claimed to be the shooter who paralyzed Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint. Missouri's High Court declined earlier this month to schedule executions for Franklin and five others, saying it would be premature until courts decide if the state's new execution method is constitutional. A valuable statue stolen in 1987 from Wichita State University has been recovered in southwestern Missouri. One man is under arrest. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the bronze bust of American poet Robert Frost is currently valued at about $25,000. It was created by famed sculptor Walker Hancock. News reports from 1987 indicate the statue was one of three stolen that year from an outdoor collection on the campus of the Kansas School. The Highway State Patrol says troopers and officers of the Lamar Police Department recovered the bronze yesterday. A 44-year-old Lamar man was arrested and jailed on suspicion of receiving stolen property. Wichita State Campus Police contacted Missouri authorities after receiving information about the sculpture's possible location back in June. No further details of the recovery were released yesterday. Governor Jay Nixon is reviving a commission that recommended widespread changes to Missouri's tax credit programs. Nixon says the growing cost of state tax credits is reason to reconvene the Missouri Tax Credit Review Commission on September 12th. The panel released a report in late 2010 recommending that Missouri eliminate some of its 61 tax credit programs and reduce or change others. But lawmakers have done little because of a disagreement among those who want to pare back Missouri's tax breaks and others who want to create new incentives for businesses. Nixon says Missouri set an all-time high during the 2012 fiscal year by waiving $629 million of revenues through tax credits. That's up from about $523 million of tax credit redemptions during the 2010 fiscal year. A Southeast Missouri museum received $16 million worth of parts from the decommissioned space shuttle program. As Jacob McClellan reports, the Bonterre Space Museum has a near-complete space shuttle engine.
The museum received liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen high-pressure turbopumps, a combustion chamber, and the injector head assembly. Unfortunately, they will not receive the nozzle because NASA still uses them. Space Museum Director Earl Mullins says the combustion chamber never flew on a shuttle mission.
The turbopumps, on the other hand, could possibly have been flown because that was the beauty of these particular components, is that they were interchangeable and could be changed out from shuttle to shuttle. And so we're hoping once we trace down the identifying numbers that we've gotten some flown components.
The components are still tucked away in boxes, and the museum will host an unpacking ceremony on September the 15th. I'm Jacob McClelland.
The return of hot, dry weather to western Missouri is prompting warnings from the State Department of Conservation that the risk of wildfires remains high. Parts of the region received some rainfall over the weekend, but the agency says it wasn't enough to end the wildfire danger, given the severity of this year's drought. Burn bans are still in place for all Conservation Department land and in many counties. Regional Forestry Supervisor Mark Nelson says the department helped fight a 40-acre blaze Monday in west central Missouri. Since July 1st, the Department of Conservation has averaged one fire a day in rural west central Missouri or the Kansas City metro area. Nelson says the public is urged to be careful with lit cigarettes and with farm machinery that can give off sparks. David F. Young, former Associated Press Chief of Communications in Kansas City, Chicago, and Des Moines, has died. He was 71. Young collapsed yesterday near his home in Lee's Summit. His brother, Tom Young, lead system administrator for the AP's Kansas City Technical Center, said doctors believe he suffered a heart attack. Young, an Air Force veteran and native of Salinas, California, retired from the News Cooperative in 2002. He joined the AP in Kansas City as a technician in 1965, then worked in New York, Raleigh, and Wichita before becoming Kansas City's assistant chief of communications in 1969. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.